Napaskiak Tribal Administrator Sharon Williams says that berry picking always calms her down, so it was probably good that that's what she'd just finished doing when she heard about the whale in the river.
What has it been like handling this over the past couple days?
Very stressful. I took barnacle. I said, I'm going to take souvenir. These are for giving me headache. I woke up this morning like nothing happened, and I remembered that whale.
It was a rough weekend. Like others in the village, Williams assumed that this was a beluga, more likely to be found at the coast, but legal for natives to hunt. Then she started to see pictures of the whale hunt on Facebook.
And that's when I was starting to bite my nails. I was like, we're in deep trouble.
Williams was at a tribal council meeting when she saw the bloody posts. Contacted by phone the other day, she says the legal implications of the hunt made her nervous. Gray whales are protected under federal law and by international treaties, and not legal to hunt. Williams also immediately thought about what happened to Chris Apasingok of St. Lawrence Island this year, who was proud to have taken a legal bowhead whale at the age of 16. The social media harassment went so far as death threats. The council also learned that the whale's carcass had sunk to the bottom of the Kuskokwim after it was killed. So Williams, the tribal council, and other community members faced a challenge. Step one, fish a 37-foot whale that could weigh up to 30 tons from the bottom of the river. Step two, deal with a likely federal investigation into the hunt. And step three, try to keep social media posts about the whale from going viral. And do all three in 72 hours, before the whale's meat went bad. So the next morning, they called Joseph Avon.
Honestly, to be given this task, I'm pretty dumbfounded, you know? It's something new, and I have to think of outside the box.
That's what Joseph Avon had to say about the salvage effort last weekend. As the head of Napaskiak's search and rescue team, Avon has fished plenty of bodies out of the Kuskokwim, but neither he nor anyone else in the area has ever salvaged something this big. Some said it couldn't be done. We followed up with Yvonne, too, by phone.
People telling me and hearing things that saying that it can't be done made me want to prove them all wrong.
And he was not alone. By the time he asked to lead the retrieval effort, the men in Napaskiak were already at work.
And those guys are the real heroes, you know. Those guys are the ones that, you know, feel that we're there and actually doing it.
They welded big, jagged hooks out of scrap metal, about 4 feet long and 2 feet wide. Several of the men involved had also been involved in the hunt. They remembered where it sank, so Avon said it wasn't too hard to find it. Getting the hooks into it wasn't too hard either. It was moving the whale that was tricky. On Friday, they spent at least 5 hours locating the whale's tail with sonar and trying to get the hooks into it. At some point after midnight, they moved it. But the line snapped. Meanwhile, Williams and Chris Larson, Napaskiak's honorary chief, were fielding calls from local and state media. Williams encouraged local residents to take down social media posts about the incident. The council decided to offer gas money to the people salvaging the carcass. The next morning, they found the whale had floated to the surface. A line of 6 boats towed it into the Kuskokwim's shallows, and a loader dragged it to shore.
Were you surprised that you guys were actually able to pull the whale in?
No, not really.
Really?
I have a lot of faith and trust in these guys that are doing the things that they're doing.
Avon didn't stay to see any of this. When he found out the whale had floated to the surface, he decided to go home. Sharon Williams and Chris Larson did stay there, watching the community pull the whale to shore.
The moment we saw that whale coming in, all of us on shore were like in awe, you know. We had no words to describe what we were seeing.
This isn't over for Napaskiak. The National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration is investigating the killing of the whale, and plenty of social media posts are still out there. But for now, Yvonne, Williams, Larson, and the rest of the people who helped have had a chance to take a steam and get some sleep. For KYUK, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.